Harold Todd was a Navy sailor and father to a three-month-old boy he hadn't seen yet when a Japanese ship sank his submarine, the USS Lagarto, in the Gulf of Thailand on May 3, 1945. It was preparing to attack a Japanese convoy. The vessel sat undisturbed under 225 feet of water until May of last year, when a British diver found the sub. Ray Kinn lives in Oconomowoc. She was Todd's wife at the time.
I had not expected it to be found. I had no idea that it would be found.
The Navy sent divers to the vessel a few weeks ago. They came up with 10 hours of videotape and hundreds of digital photos that Navy historians used to officially identify the Lagarto. They say the sub had twin 5-inch gun mounts both forward and aft, a feature believed unique to the Lagarto. They also say they found the word Manitowoc engraved on the sub's propeller. That's the Lagarto's other Wisconsin connection. It was one of 28 submarines built in that city. Even before sending down its own divers, the Navy seemed pretty sure the sub was the Lagarto. It held a special memorial service in Manitowoc in May for the vessel's crew. Family members got U.S. flags that had flown over the U.S. submarine memorial at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Ray Kinn got to see photos of the sub the British diver had taken when he discovered it.
It's a beautiful spot. Lots of natural, little fish, just a beautiful spot. And to know that it is a gravesite and won't be disturbed, it was very reassuring to me.
Harold Todd's three-month-old son is now 61-year-old Michael Todd. He says he's always felt a sense of relationship with the father he never got a chance to meet, and now he knows for sure where his father is. Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio.